Welcome back. My name is Kaz.
This is Medibot.
And this is the Skulls Cast, episode 44, where Medibot and I continue our Ravnica review.
Returning to review.
Yes.
Review to return. We're going by guilds right now.
We are going by guilds, and tonight's guild is the Izzet.
Is it Blue League?
And Red Guild.
Yes. The Izzet League's role in Ravnica is to do public works projects and make things explode with magic science and electricity and steam and other stuff. Steam. First card. Niv-Mizzet, Draco Genius. Let that sink in. 2 double blue, double red for a 5/5 legendary dragon wizard with flying. Whenever Niv-Mizzet, Draco Genius, deals damage to a player, you may draw a card. Pay a blue and a red. Niv-Mizzet, Draco Genius, deals 1 damage to target creature or player.
That sure is a dragon.
It's definitely a dragon.
6 mana, 5/5 with flying. That's what we call a dragon. And he's packing quite a punch.
He's got the ray.
So you can crack in and then draw a card. You can target creature or player.
Yeah.
Man.
Or you can just blow their board away, draw cards. But destroying creatures is like drawing cards. Very
powerful.
That
is one hell of a breath weapon he's sporting there.
Yeah, he's got the thunderbolt.
A lot of accuracy. You know, you throw this down and you've got yourself a finisher.
Yep.
He's kind of reversed from his previous iteration where it was tap to draw a card, and then when you draw a card, he deals damage.
Yes.
So the 2 Niv-Mizzets in his various stages of life, I guess, pair quite well together.
Yeah, and you can play them at the same time because the legend rule.
Yeah. It's just before he was a 4/4, he's putting on a little weight.
Yeah.
More of a dragon now.
Powered.
That's how you know they've been pushing the power level of creatures.
Yeah.
Even Niv-Mizzet got +1/+1.
Yeah. Freaking no dragons. Next card. Epic Experiment. X, a blue and a red for a sorcery. Exile the top X cards of your library. For each instant and sorcery card with converted mana cost X or less among them, you may cast that card without paying its mana cost. Then, put all cards exiled this way that weren't cast into your graveyard.
So, not only graveyard art from Innistrad, but also, graveyard card design concept from Innistrad. Because, filling the graveyard with things, doing a huge mad science experiment in a lab with, lightning going into this dude's hand that might be Geist's. I'm looking at a laboratory maniac here, maybe.
The background definitely says Izzet more than
Instagram. The background details, perhaps, but those can be painted on after the fact. They touched it up with red, threw some jets of steam back there, and suddenly, we're on Ravnica now.
Now, I don't think I'm understanding this code correctly.
Okay.
If I say, X is, 3 or 4 or something, and I flip a fireball, that card's converted mana cost.
Is 1, and you may cast it without paying its mana cost.
Okay.
At which point, X would be 0. You may pay any additional costs on the fireball, for instance, paying 1 to add additional targets, which you may. You may pay that additional cost. However, you can only pay a single alternate cost. And this offers you the opportunity to pay only 1 alternate cost, the alternate cost of not paying anything.
Okay, so X counts as an alternate. Because I thought it was you announce the spell, choose a value for X, then cast it.
That's if you're playing the spell the normal way.
Yeah.
But you're not. So you you're skipping that step where you set the value of X.
Okay.
Because the value of X has already been set by other circumstances. Which is to say, here it is. So X spells are kind of a nonbo with this, basically.
Yeah, that's what I figured, because that otherwise it would be kind of nuts. It's just, it doesn't really intuitively follow.
Yeah, it also kind of works against itself, it being a sorcery that... You know, can cast. Yeah, it's weird. Kind of a second lease on life for various Past in Flames decks. So it allows you to get at cards in your library and your graveyard in like different directions there, and it could be quite potent in one of those, especially if you're copying your huge epic experiment.
And you don't have to cast them in order, do you?
For each, you may. So, yeah, basically, no. You can pick whatever order.
Okay, so they'll
sit there.
Past in Flames,
yeah,
and a bunch
they
of
kind
other
of
crap.
They kind of sit there in exile for a minute, waiting to be actually cast and put on the stack.
Yeah.
So this thing that spells that cast spells get really complicated. Just kind of implicitly. But basically, yes, you get to choose the order that you're casting them, and you get to choose not to cast them if you don't want, then they just end up in your grave.
Big splashy X-Spell! Next up is the Hypersonic Dragon. 3, a blue and a red, for a 4/4 dragon with flying and haste. You may cast sorcery spells as though they had flash.
5 mana, 4/4 flying haste is pretty good.
Slam it.
Like, already rather a good creature. Kind of powerful, effective, you know, evasive, gets you there, it's kind of a surprise, better than a lava axe, and then it has that additional piece of text that's sometimes good. So yeah, this is a pretty solid creature.
Yeah. Dragons. Next up is Firemind's Foresight. 5, a blue and a red, for an instant. Search your library for an instant with converted mana cost 3, reveal it, and put it into your hand. Then repeat this process for instant cards with converted mana costs 2 and 1. Then shuffle your library.
A 7 mana tutor?
Yeah.
I mean, yes, it's an instant. Yes, it gets you 3 different things. But it's very restrictive. You have to build your deck around that. And 7 mana for that? Jeez. Seems like kind of a lot.
It's kind of a lot.
I also don't like cards that search libraries. Honestly, that's something that Magic shouldn't do that much. It shouldn't shuffle the library that much, and it shouldn't search the library that much. It's undercutting one of the underpinning balancing features of the game and just kind of tilting it on edge. We've been getting more and more of them with increasing periodicity, if you will, as time goes on. It's just more and more searching and shuffling. Searching and shuffling, searching and shuffling. And now decks are basically no longer any size at all. You can search your entire sideboard for things and... So I guess I shouldn't be too afeard if this is really the new wave of searching your library and it costs 7.
Yeah, that's an investment.
I would prefer, if we're going to do any like serious searching, that it be that expensive.
Alright. Next up is Mercurial Chemistry. 3, a blue and a red for a 2/3 human wizard. Blue, tap, draw 2 cards. Red, tap, discard a card. Mercurial Chemistry deals damage to target creature equal to the discarded card's converted mana cost.
Okay, so a blue creature that draws you cards.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I see here. I mean, okay, yes, he can also turn whatever spell you have into a removal spell. And that's valuable, too, but... The big show here is being able to throw down and draw two cards again and again.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So it's likely that the things that you're drawing are already, you know, removal or good because you've been putting good things in your deck. Mm. As a 5-mana 2/3, he's not all that great, but he does favorably block every 2/2 and 2/1 in the set. So that's something. And all the 1/1s as well. Which is another reason that I said that a 2/2 is not impressive. You know, especially for 4. Bleh. The solidness of this guy is also quite deceptive. If he's not in jail, he's going to be doing a lot of hard work.
Yeah.
Your opponent will get out of hand and you'll barely even be able to understand why. It's because of this guy. It's because of Tim Curry right here.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, I recognize that dude.
Chem Mister. And then, yeah, this Mister is going to bury you in cards. That's how this goes.
Beautiful.
Draw next two. Up. Man.
Yeah, it's sort of like mini Arcanist over there.
Hmm.
Next up is Counterflux. Double blue and red for an instant. Counterflux can't be countered by spells or abilities. Counter target spell you don't control. Overload for one double blue and a red. Overload is the special Is It League keyword in Return to Ravnica. When you cast a spell with Overload, you may instead cast it for its Overload cost. If you do, change its text by replacing all instances of target with each.
Back in ye olde days, changing the text of things was a more common occurrence, and it was resigned to the blue area of the color pie. So that's supposed to be a blue thing. Red... I don't know what about this mechanic is red. I honestly don't know what about this mechanic is even functionally blue anymore. This is a white mechanic, damn it. White doesn't particularly care about paying costs for effect. It will pay a small cost for a small effect and a large cost for a large effect. But what it really likes is evening things out. To say, aha, take something that goes after one and goes after lots of things the same way.
Gonna have to disagree. White likes things that hit everyone and not just opponents.
Right, but the opponent's part is designed into the text of the spell itself. Yeah. Each of those has to say, thing you don't control, thing you don't control, thing you don't control. There's nothing about the mechanic that says that.
Okay.
Just says target with each.
Alright, I'll give you that.
So it's just it's a white mechanic pasted on red and blue cards. It's a patch job. It's also a crappy version of Kicker.
Yeah, every ability is a crappy version of Kicker.
It's like, oh, but this card is really two cards, because it's like the little one and the big one. I don't like Overload as a mechanic. The cards themselves are allowed to be, like, good or powerful or whatever. And anyway, the you, not me thing is more black. And it was Phyrexian back when Phyrexians were around, and that, like, put that into every color. So who knows what the you, not me thing means anymore? It doesn't matter. Counterflux. Blah, last word.
Eat that delicious color pie, Kaz.
I'm going to vomit up color pie every night. I'm going to enjoy eating anything after all this is over.
Speaking of eating things, let's go to our next card, Mizzium Mortars. One in a red for a sorcery. Mizzium Mortars deals 4 damage to target creature you don't control. Overload! For 3 and triple red.
Yeah, so you get either the Flame Slash or the Flame Wave.
Yeah.
Each at a pretty fair cost for what it's doing. So it's
fire.
Good. It's kind of a good spell.
I dig it. And it's just a whole lot of fire flying around. Whoosh. Away it goes. Next up, Cyclonic Rift. One in a blue for an instant. Return target non-land permanent you don't control to its owner's hand. Overload for 6 and a blue.
And this is the mother of all blowouts.
Mother. Oh, yeah. So six. So what I'm reading is 6 and a blue, my opponent goes away?
I win.
I think I just returned my opponent to its owner's hand.
All of their little stupid mono rocks, all of their dumb enchantments, their equipment, their planeswalkers, and their creatures, gone.
Their tokens are dead.
Just removed. You freaking win. Never mind the fact that, like, one and a blue for, what's it called?
Boomerang? Except that could hit lands. And
yeah, well, Boomerang, yeah, Boomerang could hit lands. There was one printed in Morning Tide that was that, yeah. Except it could, like, you know, it didn't have the you don't control clause.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, that's never how you used it anyway, basically. Yeah. But. Yes, Cyclonic Rift et al. Cannot run rescue operations, but it can do pretty much everything that other spell was always doing. Disperse, I think it was called. Mm-hmm. So it's always disperse, which is good, and then sometimes it's freaking Krova's Vengeance Bounce.
Into the spinning machine. Away you go.
Yeah, this is like the laundry cycle.
Yeah.
You get into the washing machine.
Is it laundry day? Let's just Cyclonic Rift, that's an okay name. Let's put down Is It Laundry Day.
Is it Laundry Day?
That still sounds like a blue card.
Sounds like an unanswerable question.
Next up, Niv-Magus Elemental. One Is It Hybrid Mana, that means you pay a blue or a red, for a 1/2 elemental. Exile an instant or sorcery spell you control. Put 2 +1/+1 counters on Niv-Magus Elemental.
I'm fond of this little dude. I'll accept his extremely trifling and awful name. Niv-Magus Elemental? The element of Niv-Magic? Get out of here! There's no
such
thing.
It's the element of Niv-Mizzet thinking really highly of himself.
You just made that up.
He did.
He completely did. This is a made-up thing.
Most Is It things are.
I mean, I'm already talking about, like, wizards and dragons and stuff, and I do not accept this because it is too contrived. That's just, well, the word anyway. The dude I look at and see, oh, wow, I can sacrifice my spells and get some benefit out of it. Not that that really comes up as often as, like, sacrificing creatures, lands, permanents, other things. I mean, being able to have a sac outlet for your creatures is really useful because creatures die all the time. Your instants and sorcery spells don't die all the time.
No, it's much, much less common.
Most of the time they work.
Yes.
I mean, it's neat to be able to, like, send this guy into combat and then, like, okay, by the way, I cast an instant. Oh, look, he's huge. The instant does nothing. It makes him huge.
Yeah. He so ate it.
Kind of a green thing?
So, well, it's sort of this weird, like, ducking out of the counter war, or like, I cast a burn spell, okay, in response I make your burn spell, you know, suck in some capacity, you know, by bouncing my guy, or pumping
well,
him.
Or, how about this, or, making things change targets. Because then if you exile your thing, then theirs doesn't resolve. So getting out of that kind of stuff,
yeah,
it's pretty corner case right now.
Weird
that kind of thing doesn't happen in Magic
all
the time. Can
we just call it contingency elemental?
Yeah, I guess it's
that
contingency
seems,
elemental.
That
you
seems
know,
less made up.
Hey, you know where I want to put this spell? Into Cedrus.
Oh no!
Are you kidding? Exiling my own things is something I love to do.
Guess,
there's nothing
that
is beyond my reach. I also love sacrificing things, and if I can sacrifice things from the damn stack, that's awesome.
Alright. It's enough of you. Mm. Next up, we got the Steam Vents. That's our... Is it Shockland? Moving on. We have Nivix Guildmage. blue and a red for a 2/2 human wizard. One a blue and a red, draw a card, then discard a card. Two a blue and a red, copy target instant or sorcery spell you control. You may choose new targets for the copy.
And that is what I wanted the actual cycle to be. Like, two for the creature, three for the little ability, four for the big ability.
Mm.
And they could have done that. It would even be easy. But they just didn't. As far as what this guy actually does is a lot of work. He is a workman. He works hard. He works damn hard.
He's surfing somewhere on a rock?
That is workplace surfing. It just must be.
He appears to be surfing through, and then he got, like, pillars.
There's pillars up there. He had to climb a ladder to get there, or some rope or something.
Street surfing is not a crime.
As far as the, like, Photoshop effects that he's wielding, I don't really care for those. But the rest of it is alright.
Pretty cool. Copying spells is cool. Get a spell, get another spell. Next up, Is It Charm. Blue and a red for an instant. Choose one. Counter target non-creature spell unless its controller pays two. Or, Is It Charm deals two damage to target creature. Or, draw two cards, then discard two cards.
Oh, it's two damage to target creature only, huh?
Yeah. Mm.
I guess that, like, creature or player at that step would be too many ors on one card.
Yeah.
If that many ors, it's gonna, like, sail away on its own, under its own power. You don't even need that many ors at that point.
You want to take a pickaxe to it.
Hmm. As far as the modes of this spell, they're all rather good.
Yeah.
What can I say? I mean, it has a solution for non-creatures, it has a solution for little creatures, and it has a solution if those other two solutions are inappropriate.
Mm. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Is It Charm.
Best charm
Next
so
up
far.
Is Teleportal. Blue and a red for a sorcery. Target creature you control gets +1/+0 until end of turn, and is unblockable this turn. Overload for three, a blue and a red.
Yep. I don't know when you would ever want to use this as a bad version of Distortion Strike. I don't see this ever really being cast straight up.
No.
I see it being cast as, by the way, I win. You cannot block my guys. And I win. Because they're all bigger. I have tokens, or I have goblins.
Them into your house.
Or they're inside your house now.
Yes.
No blockers.
All of my wizards are inside your house.
We got there.
Yeah. This wizard
right here, he's
in your house.
In that sense, this is probably the weakest spell that has overload on it. It shouldn't be an overload spell. It should straight up be the spell that says each, and not the one that says target. It's just beyond bad to pay two mana and get, like, one creature through the breach.
Teleportal. Next card, Thought Flare. Three, a blue and a red for an instant. Draw four cards, then discard two cards.
Okay, five mana to net two. Look through four. Well, that's not the worst.
Seems okay. I mean, is instant, so...
Yeah.
You know.
Hold on, though. I thought there was a better version of this card back in the day. What was it called? I think it was called Careful Consideration. Holy God, is that a better spell. Yeah. Yeah, that's just straight up... That leaves this one in the dust. I'm sorry. Spells have been getting worse. It's
Next
okay, time. It's a role player. I guess you need to, like, filter through your entire deck. But really, we want to do filtering with things like Is It Charm or Nivix Guildmage. That's the better version of those. Even Mercurial Chemister does a better job of filtering.
Thought Flare. Draw four, drop two. I liked it the other way around when I was casting it on other people. Next card. Is it Staticaster? One, a blue and a red for a 0/3 human wizard with flash and haste. Tap. Is it Staticaster deals one damage to target creature and each other creature with the same name as that creature.
And this is another one of the creeping problems that I have with Return to Ravnica in general. This is a mouthful. That's a lot of shit going on one card, and what do we get out of it?
Get a pinger.
We get a rude surprise, and for no reason, the name game. Like, what the hell? I needed a Sapperling Hose? You don't need a Sapperling Hose. You need a Centaur Hose. And this is not going to do it. Why not throw Death Touch on there for no reason while we're at it?
Ved doesn't get Death Touch.
Not now it doesn't. Well, blue gets everything.
Yeah.
So, sure.
Choosing my words very carefully over here, Kaz. Also, when I first saw it, I really wanted to say, is it Staircaster?
I wanted to say, is it Stratocaster?
Ooh, yeah. He's playing, like, sweet guitar licks to deal damage.
Oh, man. I mean, you could throw a guitar right in that little bit of artwork right there and just be like, yes, that is what this woman is doing.
Is it Stratocaster? She is rocking out.
Everyone with that name will rock out. She calls out, like, yo, all the Jasons! Yeah! Anyone named Dennis! Dennis!
It's beautiful. Next up, Vandal Blast. Red, sorcery. Destroy target artifact you don't control. Overload for 4 and a red.
I see this going into some of my EDH decks, maybe.
Artifacts are dumb and stupid.
I keep all my mono rocks and I destroy all of your stupid things? Yeah. That sounds really good. I think I'm going to break some hearts with this spell. Like, oh, time for vandalism!
Crime spree.
Honestly, I think it would go best in Razia. Because I like keeping my own mono rocks around in that deck. Yeah.
Blow up all the idiot swords flying around.
Oh, and it fits into Razia because it has the word don't on it.
Ha! What a negative Nancy. Alright.
It's usually whatever, can't, Razia. But I will accept don't.
Next up is Street Spasm. X and a red for an instant. Street Spasm deals X damage to target creature without flying. You don't control. Overload for XX red red.
I think even in the space of a year ago, this would be unnecessarily complex and they would take pains to reduce its complexity. Mm. Like the without flying thing.
Because it's Earthquake.
I really bristle under that. Oh, it's Earthquake because red gets to be shitty.
Yeah.
And it has flavor excuses to be worse.
Yes.
Every other color gets flavor excuses to be more powerful or better, get things they otherwise wouldn't. Red has excuses to keep it in check.
Yep.
In check? This is the most in-check color of all time. No color has been in more check for longer than red. Or
maybe
combination
it's
of colors. Land. Okay, well, as for the merits of the spell itself, it's really good removal.
I'm seeing a heat ray up front. You know,
more
or less.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, except for the flying things.
So the flying part. Then comes tactical heat ray array. When you overload it.
What if the street, when it spasm, fires a ray? Could we have that? Could that hit a creature with flying?
Could red have more rays? No, better give them to blue. Next up. Bluster Squall. Blue for an instant. Tap target creature you don't control. Overload for 3 and a blue.
Pretty much what it says on the tin. It's not quite the blowout overload that Teleportal is, but it's also more of a useful thing on the top end. It's not often that we actually want a really restrictive twiddle, but it is occasionally. And the overload cost is also not obscene. I think this is the first one we've had that has had a non-obscene overload cost. You could make an argument for counterflux, but you also never need to do that, so that... that sort of becomes its own obscenity. Mm. Like, the cost even exists.
Speaking of obscene, let's not look at that art for too long.
Well, what else am I supposed to do if we're not going to go on with the next thing?
Oh. You're supposed to say, go on to the next thing.
Go on to the next thing.
Blister Coil Weird! One is it hybrid mana for a 1/1 weird! Whenever you cast an instant or sorcery spell, Blister Coil Weird gets +1/+1 until end of turn. Untap it.
Yeah, you little buddy, you just couldn't have overload anywhere on you. They were
sort
not
of a
willing
spell
to do
keyword,
it.
Not a creature
yeah,
keyword.
It is. That's pretty much it. I mean, he's no wee Dragonauts because those dudes flew. And yeah. They got, you know, 2 power out of the deal rather than 1 and a toughness. So, yeah. I mean, yeah. You're not going to be able to keep up the steady diet of casting instants and sorceries that's going to make this guy like a 1-mana 2-2 or a 1-mana 3-3 with vigilance. Wow, he's not that. He isn't. And he never will be. He'll be a little dude forever and be... unidentifiably, like, Magmar or whatever. He looks like one of my devils.
I like him. I like the way he looks. He's all... I don't know.
I do have to get over my general love of weirds.
No, you don't.
To be
you
able
do not
to...
need to get over that. I think you need to keep that right where it is, Kaz. It's healthy and it helps everyone. Next card. Is it Kivun? 3-mana artifact. Tap for a blue or a red. Pay a blue and a red. It becomes a 2/1 blue and red elemental artifact creature that whenever it deals combat damage to a player, you may draw a card. If you do, discard a card.
The only curiosity to this one that is not as curious with other Kivuns, aside from being kind of awful, is the fact that if you animate it in some other way, and it still has its text, it will still have that effect.
Oh, yeah.
So it doesn't have to be animated by its own ability to get its other, like, ability.
Let Tez grab a hold of it?
Yeah. Tezzeret can totally make something badass out of this thing.
And it's like, how about a 5/5? Beep, beep, beep. Pretty good. It's a keyword.
Yeah, it's something about... It's like one evasion ability away from being powerful.
Yeah.
As it stands, it's like, oh, 2-1, bleh.
2-1, next up, Goblin Electromancer. Blue and red for a 2/2 Goblin Wizard. Instant and sorcery spells you cast cost 1 less to cast.
Yeah, that can help you set values of X.
Yeah.
In particular, if you're paying double for X, he kind of works... twice as hard. He works twice as hard on flashback spells. He does a lot of hard work. The Izzets are hard workers.
Yes.
I've said that a lot, and it's reasonable.
Also, it's a 2/2 for 2 at common in, like, blue? But also red. Red should have a 2/2 for 2 at common.
Yeah. I fear that if it weren't also blue, it would have some kind of downside.
Yeah.
You know, to keep the color in check.
Mmm. Yes.
Like,
always.
Red needs a chaperone or something. What the hell?
It needs... It's got those little, that little band that ties one mitten to the other mitten minders. So
oh, my God. It also has has mittens over its violent fists.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's shooting these, like, lightning bolts, but they're partially mitigated by these mittens.
The mitigating mittens.
Mitigation mittens. Mm-hmm. Next up, Chemister's Trick. Blue and red. Instant target creature you don't control gets -2/-0 until end of turn and attacks this turn if able. Overload for 3, a blue and a red.
A lot of these spells are just waiting to be blowouts.
Yeah.
But I fear that the Izzet are just not going to have enough creatures on the ground to make up for it. Like, what am I going to have left with all these spells? Like, two or three dudes? That's not swinging through for lethal. I have, like, a 2-2 wizard and a 2-2 wizard and a 1-2 thing and a 2-3 man. And they need partners.
Yeah.
They need someone who can just have creatures.
Well, I hear there's another guild that involves red that has creatures.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
Death and blood. Next card. Essence Backlash. 2 blue and a red for an instant. Counter target creature spell. Essence Backlash deals damage equal to that spell's power to its controller.
Yeah, a rude surprise. If your opponent has the blue red 2 open, you pay attention to this.
You respect that. This is a common. They have it.
Yeah. Surprise, creatures can be countered in this set, except that one.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Yeesh. Oh, by the way, the countering doesn't even have to work. So you can target an uncounterable creature just to get the damage in.
Yeah, maybe a really big uncounterable creature.
Yeah, maybe you just, like, have your little dudes down, and then you're waiting for them to drop their worm, or angel, or dragon, or archon, or titan, or whatever.
Yeah.
And, then this does a fair impression of Lava Axe, no matter what else it does.
Blah, I dig it. Also, did that dude's head explode? Or was that his torso?
That's his essence.
Ooh, nasty.
It's probably right coming essence. Deep in the tank.
Next is Downsize. Blue for an instant. Target creature you don't control gets -4/-0 until end of turn. Overload for 2 and a blue.
So we're really overshifted on this overload mechanic by now, and we're not even through all of it.
Yeah, we got quite a few more cards with overload, actually.
Yeah.
Half the remaining codes have overload. Yeah, I mean, it's a fair fog impression combat trick, whatever. It's not super exciting, but in your... There are decks in which this is a correct card.
It's like Shrink and Mass Hysteria on a card.
Yeah.
Poof.
It gets so tiny and cute.
He's been downsized.
Downsized. Yeah, so, man, they missed a prime opportunity to make some kind of, you know, like, managerial humor set of downsize in there. Maybe they can still print downsize.
Yeah, I mean, they'll just...
Yeah, they can just change the flavor text on the art. It'll work fine.
And they'll replace the keyword mechanic overload with some other appropriately themed keyword.
In an office environment, I think overload works just fine.
I would call it overshift, but... Fair enough.
Next up is Mizium Skin. Blue for an instant, target creature you control gets +0/+1 and gains hexproof until end of turn. Overload it for 1 and a blue.
Yeah, that's a pretty good rescue spell.
Yeah, like giving one dude hexproof for one, that's okay. There aren't as many scenarios in which you need to give your whole team hexproof, but you can.
Yeah. I mean, like, curiously enough, a lot of the circumstances under which you would want to give your whole team hexproof are circumstances under which you're not going to be able to benefit from it. That is, being overloaded upon. As soon as you pay the overload cost, the spell itself does not have the targeting text that requires you to choose targets. It just says each. That is to say, you declare modes before targets.
Yeah.
So, yeah, an overloaded spell has 0 targets. So
the
it just does its thing to all of them without targeting them. And gets past hexproof that way.
Yeah. Next up is Dynacharge. Red, instant. Target creature you control gets +2/+0 until end of turn. Overload for 2 and a red.
So, better Trumpet Blast. Sounds alright.
Seems like it.
Yeah, that's
I'll
that's
finish
not bad.
With that.
Yeah, no kidding. There are, like, goblin tokens in this set and stuff.
I hope so.
You're like, I make goblin tokens, and then I Dynacharge.
Give them the juice.
Or you might even be able to set up an absurd bonkers turn that's like, I Dyna Charge and Teleportal. Bam!
What, 8 mana?
3 cards, out of nowhere, victory.
Because
I think we're talking about something to the tune of 15 damage on all that. 3 cards. Nuts.
Next up is Electricery. Red instant. Deals 1 damage to target creature you don't control. Overload it for 1 in a red.
If I weren't already soulbound to the Golgari, this might be my favorite card in the set. It's has a good name. Has like a fire fairy in the art.
He's got like a gas mask on or something.
It's useful in both modes. It's downright awesome in the overloaded mode. I mean, man.
Give him the juice.
What more could you want out of a spell?
Draw a card.
Well, doing more than 1 damage, I guess.
Yes.
But I mean, this is a general answer to Lingering Souls tokens.
Well, so it is.
Which, I'm kind of glad exists.
Chew on it, tokens.
Oh, but I get to keep my tokens.
Death and Blood. Next up is Pursuit of Flight. 1 in a red for an aura that enchants a creature. Enchanted creature gets +2/+2, and has blue. This creature gains flying until end of turn.
Did I miss something? I feel like I missed something.
What'd you miss?
The cycle. Oh, I guess this is in a cycle with Tower Drake.
Yeah, sort of.
That's... Yeah, wait.
Was there a
hey, hold on. This cycle is bent in half. Where's the Azorius one? Because there's definitely a Rakdos one. Checking. There is not really a Golgari one. Maybe, okay, it's a bent cycle. Fine.
Mort.
Yeah, I was expecting, like, everybody to get aura with color activated ability of other color.
Hmm.
That said, I don't like this very much. It's not the same kind of punchy power that auras need. It also is completely awful compared to Spectral Flight.
Mm.
How about that?
How about that?
A red card that's worse than a blue card.
Blue is good at flying. Red is good at sitting in the corner.
Yeah.
Next card. Frostburn Weird. 2 is it mana for a 1/4 weird. Pay an is it mana, and it gets +1/-1 until end of turn.
The frost and the burn.
Yeah.
So wait, we get a bigger water thing? Water courser? For less?
Sort of.
Hey, this one favorably blocks centaur tokens, so I'm all about it.
Water courser. You paid 3 for it, and it started as a 2/3.
Yeah. So, I mean, you get more power for free out of the water.
Oh, yeah.
This one is just... This one is miles better.
Yeah,
I like that. And Water Course was damn good already.
And you get to play with a weird in your deck.
Yes. Frostburn Weird. He's pretty good. Maybe finish up with the gate.
Finish up with the... Is it Guild Gate?
Yeah.
It's the gate.
It's the gate.
Hooray. Everyone's got one. So, is it overload?
What do we think of the is it? I like everything about Niv-Magus Elemental, but the name. I like everything about Electricery, and I am going to make good use of Vandal Blast. Beyond that, I reserve, like what I had said before about overload the mechanic and how the is it spells all bend themselves around making it interesting rather than it being interesting on its own merits.
To me, Overload feels like this sort of awkward kicker where they have to write all those spells funny.
Yeah. Also, they made way too many Overload spells.
Let's see how many we
have.
12 spells have overload on them.
Jeez.
12. That's a lot. That's more than 10. By 20%.
They barely get any instants or sorceries that don't.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. Barf. Well, anyway, that's a lot to do with the state of red, which is a great and lengthy discussion I mean to have some other time. But for the time being, I'm going to have to pass on this one, too. I don't think I'm going to join the Izzet League.
Yeah, I mean, like, some of their overloaded spells are huge and dramatic. You know, see Cyclonic Rift, you know, it's bam, I win.
See but, Teleportal if I have enough dudes.
Yeah, but where are you? And then, like, I'm digging the Mercurial Chemister. It's just this, you know, not so draw man. But then it seems a lot of it is getting complicated for the sake of getting complicated.
Hmm, definitely.
I like Goblin Electromancer a lot. Maybe he's my favorite.
Magus Elemental is rather nuanced in his complexity. Yeah. Is it Stratocaster has crazy complexity in there for arguable merits and benefits? And the whole overload mega cycle is spells sort of curled up a little bit to make them interesting.
Almost disappointed that there's not some like massively overcasted thing that says target opponent loses the game.
or something that just overloads anything.
Yeah, oh no.
You have these completely bizarre circumstances where you overload things like Gifts Ungiven. And then, yeah, each opponent chooses two cards. And they all go to the graveyard. Hooray!
Wait. That seems less good. I liked this better before we cast it. Very silly. Isn't League very silly?
Very silly. And
who knows what's going on?
Well, what's going on is they're putting lightning in your skulls.